Nobody really want fuego. Masayo will bring fire down worse than Waco. Buy you some coffee and Lego, your egos, your sandwich with mayo and two slices of mayo. Sitting at home on the couch playing Halo, but the Masayo ain't playing no wagos. Games, women and pants gonna get it. Flames, brothers keeping no commandments. Same, calling our armies a favor. Event with your NATO and soldiers with Dracos. Just tell me, how can you stop a tornado or barely the lava from the volcano? They really can't, bro. They have to pay, bro. The most I say so. So in chase they go for all the wicked atrocities they owe. For all their wicked atrocities they owe. From San Diego to Trinidad Tobago, I'm spitting these words so our Israelites they know. Keeping commandments the only way we grow, so we can defeat the nation Galileo. Nation Galileo, get it? Cause they pale. He's bringing them hell for every bill of sale. So family, just examine yourself. When that fuego come, you don't wanna get left. Forsake your sins so you complete the test. Then you can have complete rest from all your stress. Fight to do right to your very last breath, or stay wicked and receive second death. Destruction of enemies is muy bueno. Make sure that's one of the things that you pray for. Into the kingdom, the sinners, they can't go. The sinners can't go. So we say, hasta luego, hasta luego.
Brothers really don't want fuego. Sisters really don't want fuego. Nobody really want fuego. From the one that's super dead. Fuegos really don't want fuego.
Turn it.
Fuegos really don't want fuego.
Turn it.
Nobody really want fuego.
Hey,
from the one that's super dead.
Fuego.
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 Brother, you don't want that fuego.
Shalom, shalom. Most High in Christ bless. Welcome to the Native Latin and Black Lost History Show. Welcome to our Wednesday night installment back once again. All right. All praise to Most High in Christ. Again, that's I am right. Officer Mariah. All right. Joining me today, I got
Soldier Jorgen
and Soldier Shai. Shalom.
All right. Again, this is the Native Latin and Black Lost History Show. Giving all praise to Most High in Christ. All right. It's a privilege to be back. Today's episode is called Come Back and Remember Your First Love, all right? It's funny because when I had originally had scheduling issues to do the show and wanting to come back and do it again, there was always scheduling issues, right? But not so much so to where I just couldn't do it. It was me making this my first love, right? Mm-hmm. So the scripture says that because it's a two-edged sword, right? Actually, let's get that. Hebrews 4, verse 12. Hebrews 4, verse 12. Before we get into any other scriptures, and after that, I'm going to get one scripture, and then Soldier Ashai, I believe that you said that you had a scripture in particular that you wanted to get, right?
Yeah. Going into the show, I kind of know where you're kind of leading it to, where I was reading to. I was like, hey, this is really good.
Okay. So you don't want to start with it. You want to just...
Yeah, go ahead, and then I'll let you know.
Okay, all right, because as you guys can see, I have no class prepared, all right? I wanted the show to be organic, and because we can all relate to this, right? We all woke up as understanding that we were the Israelites the Bible speaks of, that we're not African-American or Haitian or Mexican.
That Christ is black.
Right, we understood that Christ was a man of color according to the Bible, right? And we had to come back to our first love. And I was telling Ashaya right before you got here, I said, this is twofold because as we repenting, and we say repenting, not repented, because we're all striving for the kingdom of heaven, right? It's easy to let the cares of this world manifest in so much that we forget our first love, which is our heritage, God's laws, that he gave us in the very beginning. Right. So we got to come back and remember it and hold steadfast the conference that we had from the very beginning. And it's second fold because those that don't even know their Israel, they're learning, hey, your first love is God's laws.
That's right.
God's laws. So give me that real quick. Hebrews 4, verse 12.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than two-edged sword.
So we understand that when the Most High speaks, we have to really close our eyes and envision the picture that the Most High is painting for us. He says that his word is quick and powerful. It says, and cut as a two-edged sword. All right? So it slices you. It slices the person that you're bringing the word out to. Now, again, the topic is come back and remember your first love. I was like, man, this is a great topic.
Mm.
And then when I started actually looking at scriptures, I was like, damn, this applies to me too. That's how the word should be to every single last one of us, because 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5 says, examine yourself whether you be in the faith, right?
That's right.
It's a constant examination. I'm not fully right. Right. You're not fully right. You're not fully right.
Exactly.
But we're all striving for that perfection that Christ said that we can obtain through him. Right? Read on.
Sharper than two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit.
It says piercing to the dividing asunder from the soul and the spirit. Now, when you anyone that knows anything about surgery or physician work, things like that, when someone operates, they don't just go, you know what, we have to get to the heart, so let me just stab you in the chest and get right to it. No, there's certain angles that they got to go into, right? Certain depths that they have to cut at.
Surgical tools that they have to use.
Exactly. Specific tools designed for that specific job. That's the same thing with God's scripture, with God's word. I can't come at somebody that says, hey, brother, I have a real bad problem with lusting over women, and say, hey, brother, here, I just watched this class. Let me break down the 666 to you.
Right.
That's not going to work for that, brother.
No.
You have to have the specific tools designed to help that specific illness. All
right?
Right. That's what God's word does. So imagine that. All right. It says it cuts and divides certain things. Right. Read on.
To the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrows. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart.
See that?
Most definitely.
It said that it divides the joints and marrows. So that's that precision that I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it says it's a discerner of the heart. We all know that your heart is your mind, according to God's word, right? So it knows, even though I step back and say, you know what? What can I bring out that can be common to everybody that's tuning in, whether they be new to this truth, whether they be someone that's been repenting for a year, 2 years, 3 years, or whether they be somebody that's tuning in that has never heard that the so-called natives, Latin and blacks, are the Israelites the Bible speaks of. I said, what topic can I bring out as we bring back Wednesday night show? And it was come back to your first love, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's more easy than that? You got something?
Yeah, I just wanted to add to that, because at the same time, I do want to send a welcome to all our brothers out there celebrating the Feast of Unleavened Bread this week, because even in captivity, we seem to want to back away from the God's laws, as the officer is definitely eloquent. The fact that it is a feast week, we still have to go to captivity, and we tend to forget God's laws throughout the day. We not really considering that today is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So we have to make sure that we always take the opportunity and the time out to sit back and reverence the Most High God, and have that fellowship amongst our brothers to keep us in that spirit, to keep us, you know, burning, that fire burning in our spirit.
You know what? That's true. You know, it's as I was looking at on Facebook and seeing everyone's pictures and things like that,
Bro.
those things only increase my faith, because I'm like, man, I cannot wait until this can be a common thing amongst us that we can just do this for eternity.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, I went back to work on Monday. I don't know about you guys, but, you know, you know, those people today posting, oh, back to captivity. I'm like, damn, must be nice to just now get back. But I get what you're saying, it's over 110%. Coming back and remembering your first love, God's laws that he gave us, it is, bro, it's a constant thing. First of all, give me 1 John 5, verse 3 real quick. 1 John 5, verse 3.
This is the book of 1 John, chapter 5, and verse 3. For this is the love of God.
So this is the love of God, because Christianity would say God is love, equating that to hugs and kisses and things that we learn in the Christian church, right? But the Bible is its own dictionary, thesaurus, glossary. It defines itself. If you want to know what faith is, if you want to know what grace is, if you know what love is, just go to the Bible itself, and it defines it. Read on.
That we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous.
It says the love of God is that we keep his commandments, right? So things that a man wearing a beard, mm-hmm. right? A woman not wearing pants. Okay, there's no such thing as women's pants. All right, that's a new thing in the earth, and we can I can rant about that forever. But I won't let foolish YouTube videos pull me up spirit in so much to where I'm gonna get derailed off topic. But it says that his commandments are not grievous. Why did he say his commandments are not grievous? Because when you go back and you read the Old Testament, let's use the book of Judges, for example, right? Every single chapter start off with what? And the children of Israel sinned in the eyes of the Most High. Bro, I'm like, how can you read this and not equate this to Black and Hispanics and Native right. Americans? Because we are a stiff-necked and rebellious people,
definitely.
Right? So it's not grievous to have a beard. It's not grievous to keep the Sabbath. It's not grievous to not eat pork and shrimp, crab, lobster, right? right? Those things shouldn't be grievous to us. We should glory the Most High God and understand that he gave that to us as a heritage, as our love. He said, I love you so much that I'm going to give you these set of laws to make you separate.
And then the best thing, out of all the nations, you got, like, the best culture, the best heritage. So.
That's heavy that you brought that up. First, let me get Isaiah 1, verse 3, all right? And then, when do you give me Jeremiah 17, verse 4, all right? That's heavy that you brought that up. But, before we move on, a little bit of house cleaning, all right? The caller number, if you have any questions, comments, all right, is 516-531-9797. Again, that is 516-531-9797, all right? We appreciate anyone that calls in with any questions, comments, and or concerns, all right, because there are those that do have concerns that you Blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans, who are the biblical Israelites, are waking up.
That's right.
Right? And they should be concerned, because that means that this kingdom is coming to an end, and the kingdom of God will be manifested here on earth.
That's right.
Right?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 3.
Now, I usually like to start my classes, this particular class, with this scripture right here.
That's right. The ox knoweth his owner.
It says, the ox knoweth his owner. Now, anyone that reads the Bible, because I know me, for instance, before I knew the truth and I would read it, it was like, I'm like, I don't know what I'm reading. Because I didn't understand that the Lord spoke to us in allegories, in parables. He would say one thing, but really meant another. He would make comparisons, right? It says, the ox knows his owner. The ox is a relatively unintelligent animal, right? But even as dumb as it may be, it knows who owns it. Read on.
And the ass, his master's crib.
And the jackass, the donkey, it knows its master's crib. You could take a donkey from way far from where it lives, and it's always going to find its home. Hell, my wife's cats, we let them out, and they always come right back. And I'm quick to be like, hey, no, just let them out.
And
the next the next morning,
meow,
they're right there, bro. They know the master's crib. Read on.
But Israel does not know. My people does not consider.
It said, but Israel, you natives, Latins, and Blacks, you don't know that you're the Israelites the Bible speaks of. Why? Because we've been discontinued from our heritage. It says we don't even consider. Because we've been so conditioned for so long to believe that we were African Americans, Blacks, Haitians, Jamaicans, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, niggas, spics, that we can't even for one second even can even fathom and think, what? We are the true people of the book?
That is.
Bro, the first thing that I ever said, because it was Officer Issachar that gave me this truth.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one, he's the vessel the Most High used to wake me up to this truth. He said, at first it was more so dialogue, like, yeah, you know, people of the Bible are Black. Okay, I can see that. I could rap with that. That sounds good to me, right? But then he says, you're the biblical Jew, right? And I went, ew. Ugh. Because when I think of Jew, I think of, like, dirty white people with, like, the curly hair coming down the side that smell funny. Yeah, like I think of, like, I'm like, ugh. Like,
that's what our people think.
That's what our people think.
Yeah, that's what our people, it's like, You know, when you say Jew, that's what they think. They look at this Caucasian man. They think the first image that pops in the head is this Caucasian man. When they say, when we say Christ, they think of Teacher Ward Jerry, that fake image, that white Christ. So it's, we don't know who's our master, and we don't know where's our homeland.
That's exactly what it is. And I was like, ugh. Like, no, I'm not. He's like, bro, you do understand that the Jews are God's chosen people, right? And I was like, but you still have the, it's funny because even with knowing that the Jews are God's chosen people, there's still negative connotations when you think of Jewish people because you're like, how can this be the chosen people of God?
Mm-hmm.
How can they be the Lion of Judah? There's just no damn way.
Yeah.
There's no way. But then when you come in, right, you start learning, you understand a little more, you can actually put scripture precept upon precept, and then you see strong brothers, right, that come in. You're like, okay, that's the Lion of Judah right there.
That's all right.
You know, when I think of the Lion of Judah, I think of I think of a brother with a big beard and a powerful voice out teaching his people. I don't think of someone slaying chickens with curly hair that wears a yarmulke on his head and everything else. But anyways. Let me get the book of Revelation. Oh, yeah, Jeremiah 17, verse 4.
This is the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, and verse 4.
So now, for the namesake, again, because this is the Native Latin Black Lost History Show, all right? Other than Wednesday nights, we're also here on Monday nights at what time, Soldier Ishaya?
Monday nights at 8:30 p.m.
Monday nights at 8:30 p.m. In Spanish, right, where they break down the deep basics in Spanish. They break down the things like the image of Christ.
That's right.
The dietary laws, everything that pertains to us and our salvation as a people. But because we have such a heavy population of Spanish-only speaking people, I praise the Most High that we have brothers to bring the edification forth in Spanish. And we're also here every single Sabbath, all right, 10 a.m., all right, Mountain Standard Time, with Captain Yashua, Captain Parium, and myself sometimes. Other times it's soldiers filling in, other officers. It depends on schedules and what we have going on that week, all right? So every single Sabbath morning, which is Saturday, all right?
That's right.
That's a whole different topic, but Jeremiah 17, verse 4.
This is the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, and verse 4. And thou, even thyself, shalt discontinue from thine heritage.
It says, even thou, even thyself, Jeremiah, you shall discontinue from thine heritage. All right? At one point in time, it would come a time where the Israelites would discontinue from their heritage. Our heritage is our land, our language, and our laws.
The things that you eat.
Every single thing is said, you would discontinue from that. And the curses of Deuteronomy 28 would come upon you as a people. All right. And that's the reason why we don't know or even consider that we are the children of God. Read on.
That I have gave thee.
It said that I have gave thee. That I have gave thee. Give me Psalms 119, verse 142, real quick. No,
111.
Psalms 119 and verse.
What is it?
111?
No. About how he. 148. I'm sorry, verse 19 and 20, about how he only gave the book to Israel.
Psalms 147.
I was reading the book of Psalms, bro, and there's so many great precepts in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, give me Psalms 11 and 5. And everyone's like, what? 11 and 5? But read that real quick.
Chapter 147, verse 19. He showed his word unto Jacob.
He showed his word unto Jacob. Read on.
His statutes and his judgments unto Israel.
His statutes. And his judgments for breaking his statutes, laws, and commandments were only given to the Israelites.
That's right.
All right? You native, Latins, and blacks. Read on.
He have not dealt so with any nation.
He didn't deal so with any other nation. So when we read in Jeremiah 17, when he said, which I have gave thee, what he gave us? He gave us his laws. It's actually very, very, very simple when you break it down to its most common denominator. He said, okay, I did create 18 nations. But to make you separate from everybody else, I'm going to give you these set of laws to keep. I'm going to hold you to a higher standard. I want you to be different from everybody else.
Peculiar people.
You're my royal priesthood. You're my peculiar people. You're my treasure.
That's right.
You're the apple of my eye.
Hmm.
He said they can go worship the idols and do everything else they wanted. But we as a people, we said, no.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that, God.
As much as you love me, I'm going to not love you that much more the back, and I'm going to go forsake you and do whatever you intended for them to do in the first place.
Mm.
And that's why we became Hispanics, Native Americans, Latinos, Haitians, Jamaicans, whatever byword or proverb that's associated with our people, and that's why we became those things, because we forgot our first love. Is there more on that?
Yes. And thou, even thyself, shall discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For ye have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever.
And that forever is for a supposition of time. Give me, was it Hosea 5:15, where it says, I will go and return to my place. All right. Give me that real quick, because we got to understand that when it says, I will cause you to serve thine enemies. And guess what? You Latins, blacks, and Native Americans, you are serving your enemies until this very day. We get tripped up in thinking that things like options are actually freedom.
Exactly.
No, if someone tells you you have a choice between McDonald's and Burger King, that's not freedom. That's a choice that you're given by who? Your oppressor.
That's right.
All right. Read that real quick.
Hosea chapter 5, verse 15. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their repentance.
Uh-oh. I will go and return to my place. All right. The Most High God said, I gave you a set of statutes, laws, and commandments to keep you separate from the heathen. That way you can obtain everything. But because you forsook that, I'm going to go and return to my place. Until when?
Until they acknowledge their offense.
And guess what? That's what's happening right now.
That's right.
That's forever right there. As long as you're breaking the law.
Thank you. That's the supposition of time. Until you will, because someone told me it's just forever. So because of that, we can just be spiritual Israelites now. Someone tried to drop the spiritual Israelite on me based upon that scripture that I brought out right there.
Wow.
I said, no, forever just means it's a supposition of time until we acknowledge our offense.
That's exactly what it is written. It's always been written that way, even in the law.
Because I can't come before the Lord. First off, nobody in Catholicism, in Christianity, in Mormonism, in Islam, in whatever organized religion that you subscribe to, no one knows how to repent. Nobody. No one even knows what repentance is.
Right.
But repenting Israelites.
They can't repent because it was never given to them.
That's the other thing. Now, I can't come before the Lord and say, you know what, God, forgive me for my sins, because they don't even know what sin is.
Right.
So it's more so.
What's sin?
It's more so, forgive me of falling short of your glory. Right? That's what I say. Forgive me for not giving that dollar to that hobo I just saw at Circle K. Right? No, you have to understand that you are Israel, first and foremost, and then repent from the laws that you broke.
Right.
From the laws that you broke.
And seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early.
It says, and seek God's face.
Can I get a
scripture? Yeah, of course. Bring it on.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 30. Because I was reading this. I've read it before, but I was reading this before I got here. I went to go get some photo.
Did you go to headquarters or where? Where'd you go?
Thunderbird. It's
all right. I haven't made that one yet. But.
It's all right. I mean, Moab is she can barely talk English, but I was like, okay. But I was reading this, and I was like, dang, this is nice. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 30.
Okay, 30?
Yes.
Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 30.
So mind you, Moses in Deuteronomy is telling the children of Israel, they're in the desert, yo, you're about to go into the land. Whether you possess, wherever you go, you're going to possess this land. But remember, always, always keep the commandments. Oh, why? Go ahead.
When thou art in tribulation,
mm-hmm.
and all these things are upon thee, and all these things come upon thee, even in the latter days.
Even in the last days. When you're in tribulation in the last days, like we read, till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. Come on.
If thou turn to the Lord thy God and shall be obedient unto his voice.
Verse 31.
For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he swore unto them.
Because guess what? That covenant he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is only for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
That's right.
It was never for the other nation. So guess what? Can I get one more scripture?
No, of course, of course.
Revelation 3, verse...
And then while you get that, real quick, let me just make a statement real quick. It says, because the Lord thy God, right, is a merciful God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody understands mercy and love of the Most High more than a repenting Israelite.
That's right.
Nobody on this planet Earth, because they'll say, oh, God's love. You don't know how much God is actually love and patient and merciful and forgiving than those that understand, damn, I really sinned against the one true God of El Shaddai.
That's right.
Right.
Bring
right.
it out.
Bro, he has a name. He has a name. El Shaddai, that means
the great, terrible,
demon-like power.
Yeah.
A demon-like God. No one understands mercy more than a repenting Israelite. That's why these fairy tale Christians. That's why I call them fairy tale Christians.
Right.
All
right.
Because you have this fairy tale that all you got to say is I love on the Lord and I believe on Christ and we're already the kingdom. First off, first off, it's called the kingdom of heaven because every kingdom has a characteristic. There's a ruling class and there's a serving class.
That's right.
So there has to be the same characteristic in the ruling in the kingdom of God. And the other thing is, I don't want to be a part of any kingdom where I rule jointly with my oppressors in this current kingdom.
That's right. That's right.
No one went and overthrew a kingdom and said, okay, let's reign together.
Never had that.
They overthrew kingdoms to overthrow kingdoms.
That's right.
Because they said, you know what? We're the man on the block now.
That's right.
This is mine. Now, I may have you be assimilated into my thing, right? But no one, bro.
It doesn't make sense.
Right. It does not make sense whatsoever. No one went in and said, hey, you know, let's be joint heirs together.
Right.
Yeah,
no. Sam right here. We're going to treat you just as equally as they're going to treat. I'm going to treat myself.
Hell, especially for you, Native Latin and Black. They came with the smooth words. They said, we're friends. We love you. Give us some of your gold and we'll be good. And what happened? They killed you with a sword.
That's exactly what it was. They said, hey, let's share the land. No, they took the land and then they push you onto reservations. But you have something else that you want to bring up?
Yeah, Revelation 3:19. Because just you respond. You said, there is no one that knows the Most High's mercy like a repenting Israelite. Guess what? Every day is a constant battle with ourselves, right? Because this is a wicked world. This mercy that the Most High, he's going to explain it. Read the 19.
Revelation chapter 3 and verse 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten.
Come on.
Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
And repent, you Israelites. You so-called black, Hispanics, and Native Americans, guess what? That's why we went into slavery. That's why we're in the hoods and the ghettos and the reservation. God put us through this hell so we can remember, hey, what happened to us? What is our shame? Look at our shame. Why did these things happen to us? And then that's where coming back to the first love starts. Okay, oh snap, I'm researching. I'm an Israelite. I'm researching. I got to keep these commandments. Because I'm pretty sure that's what happened with all of us in this room, where what's going on? I see something's wrong with our people, with this world, but what's the answer?
No, yeah, of course. I would be very misleading if I didn't say. Actually, I would be lying. Let me say that.
There you go.
When, I'm trying to find certain words, but no, I'd be a damn liar if I didn't say that when I came into this, it wasn't to validate what I was told. It was more so to disprove what I was told. Even though I didn't subscribe or tether myself to any specific religion, because it didn't make sense to me, right? Religion, organized religion.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, there's so many different denominations, but they all say there's one God. So which is it? So as much as I liked and enjoyed learning about different things, I didn't really tether myself to anything in particular, right? So I had so when I learned the truth, it was like, you know what? Let me do some research to disprove it. Because as much as I didn't subscribe to anyone in particular, they all had the same common message. And that was there is one God and that we all have salvation as long as we believe. So even though I didn't subscribe to anything, I still had that particular that thought, that ideal, that when I heard God's for one people and loves one people and salvation for one people, that said, nah, that can't be true. So I said, let me disprove this. But little did I know that faith come by hearing and hearing come by the word of God.
That's
so
right.
So the more I studied to disprove it, the more I got rooted into the truth.
The greater your faith became.
Exactly. And said, you know what? This is actually the truth.
This is it.
This is it. This can't be disproved whatsoever. So now, let's stay in the book of Revelations real quick. Give me Revelations 2, verse 4, all right?
This is the book of Revelations, chapter 2, and verse 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee.
So now, when you start in the book of Revelations, right, Christ is addressing the seven Israelite churches, okay? Now, we have to understand that Christ dealt with seven different churches. He deals with every single one on a different level. Ashai, give me 2 Timothy, I believe it's 2 verse 20 real quick. Give me that real fast to show the different levels, because you got camps out there that would say, if you haven't heard it from us, then don't subscribe to it. If you haven't heard it from us, it's not the truth.
2 Timothy, which one?
2 verse 20.
The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2 verse 20. But in great house, they are not only vessels of gold.
So it says in the great house. Now, this particular house is referring to the nation of Israel. It says in the great house, there's not only vessels of gold. Read on.
And of silver.
But there's vessels of silver. Read on.
But also of wood.
But there's some of wood.
And of earth.
And of earth. Read.
And some to honor and some to dishonor.
So there's different levels when it comes to the nation of Israel. Right. Now, I may be biased, right? I may be one to boast and say that we here at Israel Uniting Christ, we are that vessel of gold. And it says that a man should be known by his works.
Right.
That's right.
Right. Speak no more so arrogantly proud, right? But
right.
By your works are you shown. I don't see nobody else going to Israel.
Israel.
Or Africa,
Cuba.
I don't see people doing anything. But again.
Hey, officer. And if guess what? What if we're the silver, right? And then another Israelite comes, and starts doing way more works than we do. I'll praise the Most High. Why?
That's the other thing. Yeah.
Why? Because guess what? They're gonna wake up the 144. They're gonna wake up the 1/3 from that are scattered abroad.
You know what? When people saw people casting out demons in Christ's name, right?
Right.
He said, hey, forbid them because they're not with us.
That's right.
And he said, no, don't forbid them because those that are not against us are for us.
Right.
Right? So, like you said, if someone wakes up and they start pushing this gospel, hey, all praise to the Most High in Christ.
That's right.
All right? That's why he said, put on that envious spirit. Put off the envy, the malice, the jealousy. All right? If someone's doing the work more than you, give honor and glory to the Most High in Christ that someone with the spirit is able to stand up and put forth their words for this truth, right? So it says, but in a house, there's not just gold or silver, but there's earth and there's wood and so on and so forth. So there's different levels. So here in Revelation, Christ is dealing with the seven different churches, right? He's saying to each single one, okay, you're good on this, but you have fault in this particular area, so on and so forth, all right? So read chapter 2, verse 4 again.
Revelation 2 and 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee.
So he says, nevertheless, all right, even though you've been doing this good works, nevertheless, however, I have somewhat against thee. Read on.
Because thou hast left thy first love.
Thou hast left thy first love. Thou hast left thy first love. Shall I give me Deuteronomy 28 and verse 15, all right? And then you hold that and give me Sirach 2, verse 15.
This is Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 15. But it shall come to pass.
But it shall come to pass. Remember, keeping the thought, it says that the fault that Christ had with us as a church is that we have left our first love. So now, people will say, well, how do you know that you're the Israelites? It's very simple. It's the curses and the prophecies that let us as a people understand that we are the biblical people of the book. We are the biblical Jews. Reading from the top.
But it shall come to pass.
But it shall come to pass. Future tense. Read on.
If thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
If you don't listen unto what God commands thee, O Israel. Read on.
To observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I commanded this day.
All his laws, his statutes, and his commandments. Read on.
That all these curses should come upon thee and overtake thee.
And that's what happened to us as a people. He gave us a set of laws. Stay in that same book. Jump to 4 and verse 44, I believe it is. Again, we're just freestyling this class. Sorry, we're letting the spirit flow. All right. Wanted to make this more of a open discussion and then have scriptures come out and flow and whatnot as we reintroduce the Wednesday night segment back into the rotation.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 44. And this is a law which Moses set before the children of Israel.
You see that? And this is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel. Understanding that that wasn't the first time that we as a people got the law. That's just, it was reintroduced because we were in captivity in Egypt for 400 years. It's the same thing here in Babylon the Great, a.k.a. America.
That's right.
We've left our heritage, and we as a people, bro, we grasped everything. To Islam, to I have people that have been
Egyptology.
I have friends that I knew back when I was in Esau's military that I see them on Facebook wearing Asian garments and things like that.
Right.
Because, bro, there's a reason why when you read Deuteronomy 7, verse 3, when he says,
that's when they make no marriage.
Don't make no marriage with them because they shall make you
serve other gods.
He didn't say because you're going to convert them and have them follow me.
That's right.
That's
right.
Heavy with our people. We go serve other guys. Bro, I can use me for an example. I was married to an Edomite in the world, and I was all about the 4th of July. I was a proud-ass American.
Mm-hmm.
Come 4th of July, you know what I'm saying? Give me some barbecue, right? I was real heavy into Thanksgiving and Christmas, not for myself because I've always hated those things. But because that's what her family wanted me to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Bro, Flag Day.
And that is a very heavy thing, especially because of the fact that in Joshua 2, not Joshua, Nehemiah, how we would subscribe to what our mothers taught and we would refuse
right.
what our fathers, forefathers had taught us. We would forsake our own language. And that's exactly why the Most High told us not to make marriages with
them. Bro, that's exactly what it is. To the T. That's why anybody that says that we're not the people of the book, it's like, bro, just read it, and then you can't refute the evidence. We are the people of the book. Actually, when people rise up and start making videos and start slandering us, it does nothing but increase my faith.
Mm.
That's all it does.
Yeah, because that's the same thing they did to Messiah. He said if they hated the king, know that they hate you.
Exactly. Bro, you go, bro, I've had the privilege of traveling to about 30 different countries, right? I've been all over the world. And guess what I've seen all over the world?
Esau
and the image of Caesar Borgia, everywhere, bro.
Hmm.
Everywhere. The false image of Christ I've seen literally in the Middle East. I've seen in Asia. I've seen in Europe. Bro, I've seen it everywhere.
All right?
Now, you go to any other country and you ask them, do you love Jesus? What are they going to say? Yes. No one's going to say, no, I hate Jesus.
Mm.
But when you read the Bible, he was hated.
Yes, that is true.
So the Bible's never been changed, but what's been changed? The message, how it's been delivered.
That's right.
All right, people are funny, man. So it says...
real quick, I want to bring out the fact of how you tie in the fact that we left our first love. And when that's the problem that we have right now.
That's the ultimate problem that we have.
Because we left our first love. the Most High God said, the Most High should be our first love.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he left us, he said that in your affliction, you will seek us first.
Right.
You have to be afflicted in order to understand what that you did something wrong. There has to be something going on in order for you to understand.
Right.
You know, something's wrong.
You know what? Before you finish, wait, are you done with this?
No, I just want to put that out there.
Were you going through something when you came to church?
Well, you know what? Honestly, I was lost. I truly tell you, I was in the military at the time when I came to the truth.
But it was something, right?
Yeah, it definitely was.
But it was something that was like, yo, something's not right.
Most
exactly.
Definitely.
Right? Something for you, right?
Exactly. I was.
Bro, I've only shared my testimony a couple of times, right?
Right?
A lot of people don't really know it, but I was on the verge of committing suicide, right?
Mm.
Literally about to commit suicide. And for the first time in my life, I prayed how I thought I was praying. And the next day, Issachar told me the truth.
That's fair.
Damn.
The very next day, and I knew Officer Issachar for about 6 months.
Wow.
And then, so I was like, yo, how could you tell me this before? He says, because the stuff you would tell me, I was like, this nigga's the devil. He's never going to repent.
Hmm.
but then he heard a class that had brought forth the edification, like, bro, it's not up to you to pick and choose.
Right.
It's up to you to just be the fisher. Throw out the bait.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he did. He saw me the next day and said, hey, so he started talking to me and he gave me the truth. And I've been following it ever since. And that was over 6 years ago.
I was like that one scripture that one curse in Deuteronomy 28 that says about the blind groping at noonday or you know what I mean? Man, I was like waking up, going to work, and I'm like, something's wrong, bro. Something is wrong. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to lie. I think you're the first person I've ever met that said it was a blind groping at
noonday.
Well, I chopped it up, but you know what I mean. Yeah, I've heard the curses in general, mm-hmm. you know,
right.
mostly slave ships and mostly, you know, the image of Christ, but I've never heard the blind groping at noonday woke somebody up. So all praises for that thing.
You know,
for Soldier Ashai's testimony,
that's
bro, yeah, exactly. You know what? That goes into the same thing as far as when we read earlier about keeping the commandments are not grievous, right? There are certain things that people struggle with. You're like, really? Like that's your downfall? Like
mm-hmm.
that's bro? Not eating hot food was like the hardest thing in life for me.
That was for my family. My family definitely.
Bro, I was like, bro, you don't understand. Like, I can call my wife right now and she'll tell you. He likes his food hot and he likes his drinks cold. That's just my thing. I was like, oh my goodness, I don't think I can do this.
Yeah, I remember that.
I think I can do this. Like, I can't have hot food.
I went to your house. Wow. Your wife's like, do you want your pizza more hot? I'll try it. It
bro.
Was way hot. I was like, okay, next time I can give you right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. She went and picked up some pizzas for us because he came over, watched a movie, having some beers.
And it was warm.
And I was like, no. Throw my stuff in the oven, heat it up. Bro.
It's just like, you want to see your wife.
Papa John's is like right on the corner. And I'm like, nah. Like, no, heat my stuff up.
Right. You want it too? And I was like, yeah, I'll try it. Let's see what he's about. And then I ate it exactly. I was like, oh.
but this is what it comes down to. This is what it really comes down to. Watch. Give me. Wait. Hold on. Look at Revelation 2 verse 4 again.
Okay.
Don't want to lose the thought on that real fast.
This is the book of Revelation chapter 2 verse 4.
And then you give me Proverbs 13 verse 9. Hold that. Go ahead.
Revelation chapter 2 verse 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love.
It says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against you because you have left your first love. All right? We should always put the Most High in Christ before anything. That's why Christ said himself, if you can't forsake mother or father or brother, then
I'm all opposite.
Okay. No. We're going to get it because I'll be butchering the hell of scripture anyways. I'm like, if you can't forsake pets, then you can't. I'll be slaughtering scriptures. So we get it, but right. So we forgot our first love. Read on, verse 5.
Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen.
Remember, therefore, at one time when it took the curse of groping at noonday for you to wake up and say, you know what, I'm miserable. remember at one time when I was like, you know what? I don't want to live no more. But God said, no, I got a greater plan for you. You will live on. And you will, because I chose you, you didn't choose me. I have a greater purpose for you. But you have to be afflicted. You have to go through punishment because I love you like a son.
That's right.
And we're going to get that too.
We're definitely
going to get that too. All right. Remember from where you have fallen. All right. Come back and serve me. It was funny. I had someone tell me literally their exact words were, you know what? The things that you have showed me make sense, but I can't follow it because it seems like ever since I follow it, God hates me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean by that? Well, it's like everything's going bad now. And I'm like, that should just increase your faith because Sirach 2 says what?
Yeah, exactly.
We come to serve me.
Prepare your soul for temptation.
That was the first thing I ever read in this truth.
Whoa.
Because before I ever even owned a Bible, I owned an Apocrypha because Officer Issachar was so excited that someone was asking questions. He's like, here, just have this. So I went home. Bro, I never forget it. Like, it was yesterday. I didn't go home. I went to my parents' house, and then they weren't home. So I'm sitting in the backyard chilling. I have my feet in the pool, right? And I'm just – and I open up the Apocrypha. And I see the word Jesus, right? I'm like, oh, Jesus, okay.
right?
And then for some reason, my eyes just look right over at chapter 2, and I'm reading. And the first thing I've ever read in truth was Sirach 2. So I read Sirach 2, and I was like, okay. So then when I start going through things, I'm like, yo, like this, I just read this.
It makes sense.
It's all been manifest. All praises. So it says, remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen. Remember the things that you've done. Because when you read Romans 7:7, right? Get there real quick. I'm sorry. We're jumping around, but trust me, everything's going to tie in together. All right? But precept has to be upon precept. That's the beauty of this Bible, is that one thought provokes a scripture, and then that you can go on a tangent from there. And watch Romans 7:7.
The book of Romans, chapter 7:7. For what shall we say then? Is the law sin?
So now Paul presents the question, is law sin? Read.
God forbid.
Meaning no, the law is not sin. And this is why. Read on.
Nay, I have not known sin.
I would have not known sin because I didn't know what the hell sin was.
Right.
Did you know what sin was?
No.
I can guarantee that 99 out of 100 people, if you say what sin, they'll say ignorant, other than it's breaking God's laws. There's always that one upgrade that will say the New International Version of it. They'll say, oh, sin is lawlessness, which means the same thing, though. It means breaking God's laws. Right? Oh, sin's lawlessness. Next question. And it's like, bro, it means the same thing. Sin is breaking God's laws. But read on.
I had not known sin, but by the law.
I would not have known sin if there was no law. Read.
For I have not known lust, except the law has said, thou shalt not covet.
So now, at one point in time, I didn't know that it was a sin to shave my beard. I didn't know I could even grow a beard until I came into this truth. Because I used to shave twice a day. That was just my thing. Go ahead.
That was the thing that actually brought me in. Because, like I said, when I first heard of the truth.
Groping at noonday and the beard brought you in.
It really was. I was in the military at the time.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
And
that
it
makes
always
sense.
Irritated my face. And I was like, man, I shouldn't say all praises, but I was in the National Guard, so I would grow it out as soon as I was finished with my duty. And then the second I was up, it would really back to my skin. Like, man, why do I have to look like a boy? Like, I really don't get it. Oh, so they don't want to sneak up behind you and kill you in the tan bag and things like that. Okay, so that the gases don't sink into your beard and kill you.
Bro, I used to hear that same ignorant stuff too. Yeah, the whole they can't grab you and slice your throat, everything else. But no, it's because the upper echelon, the higher ups know that it's a sin for us to do those things.
That's right.
Right. It says that he would not have known sin unless the law said. So there has to be a law set in place. That's why it's that, bro. I have conversations with people, and then they'll say things like, yeah, you know I shouldn't do this because it's a sin. And I'll say, okay, you're right, it is a sin. But how do you know that that is a sin? And then they can't produce an answer because it's just a conditioned thing to say, oh, it's a sin to have sex before marriage. Bro, it has to be a law in place for there to not be sin. But the reason why we went there is at Romans 7, because it says here in verse 5, in Revelation 2, it says, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen. Remember what? Remember all the times that you've transgressed against the Lord.
That's right.
You can't repent if you don't know what you're repenting for.
At the same time, it's also telling you to remember why Deuteronomy 28 happened.
Exactly.
Remember why you came over here on slave ships. Remember why you have to pay for your own water, your own food, your own clothes.
Bro, yeah, first and foremost, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you pay for natural resources? Why does water fall from the sky for free, but you get thrown in jail for harvesting rainwater?
Why did I fall this far down?
And then someone would say, well, no, that's not true. Well, there's documentaries called Even the Rain.
Yes, that's right.
Bro,
that's right.
Why is Esau, okay, who the world so ignorantly calls the Caucasian race, all right? The so-called white man is Esau of the Bible, all right? I don't care what anybody says. People are saying that they're the Arabics, which makes no sense.
Saudi Arabia,
all right? That, bro, let go of your lust. Who's the damn who it is? He's still going into captivity.
That's right.
All right. But why is this man able to tax you building your house another level? He's taxing the air.
Really?
Right.
Blacks and Hispanics don't have that type of power, right? But it says, remember there from whence thou art fallen and repent.
That's right.
That's the key. And repent and do the first works.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first works? God's laws. Give me Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. So now we read the repercussions of not keeping our first love. So now let's see the first works.
You still want Proverbs?
Yes, I still want Proverbs, but I want you to get Deuteronomy 28 verse 1, because it says, and do the first works.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 1.
Wait, hold on before you get that. Give me 2 John verse 6. Not you.
Yeah. And then 1 Proverbs 13.
But I want you to read Deuteronomy 28 right now first.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass that thou shalt hearken diligently.
If you will hearken. Now remember, we read earlier, these curses came upon us for not hearkening diligently. Right? Read.
Unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments.
If we observe and to do, and to do. There's the action word, right? That's what we as people hate. We hate action.
Hate doing.
Read on.
Which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth.
So if we return and do the first words, means apply God's commandments. Apply God's commandments in the faith of his son, Christ. Faith and works have been coupled hand in hand since the very beginning.
Since the very beginning.
That's right. He told Cain and Abel, he said, hey, bring me a sacrifice. Right? So Abel did as the Lord said and brought him what? Animal sacrifice.
That's right.
Cain said, no, I'm going to give you fruits and vegetables. His faith wasn't strong enough to believe that the Lord wanted an animal sacrifice. Therefore, he was what? Vexed, killed his brother, and then was cast out.
That is exactly why Noah was found righteous, because the second he told him, Abraham, hey, build an ark, because it's almost flood.
Right, exactly. You know what? We just celebrated the Passover. We're actually still in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, okay?
That's right.
We just kept Passover this past Saturday night. Well, now, when you read the first Passover that we as a people kept,
mm-hmm,
what did we do?
Put blood over the...
He said, if you don't want the angel of death to come destroy the firstborn of your family, then put a blood of a lamb on the post. So our faith was, we don't want to die.
That's it.
So the action behind it, the application was, mm-hmm, let me put some blood on my doorpost.
Let me get the blood, and then hey, he said, get a goat, let's eat the goat.
Right.
Throw it out before the next thing. But, you know.
So the faith was, okay, that was the commandment that was given. I'm going to follow it. And then the application was actually doing it.
Faith was always with words.
Faith was always with works, all right? But so that was the first works that we have to return to, was keeping God's laws. What have you get real quick?
You have me grab 2 John.
Yes, read that.
2 John.
Verse 6.
2 John, verse 6. And this is love.
And this is love, read on.
That we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment that as ye have heard from the beginning.
From when?
From the beginning.
Read.
Ye should walk in it.
That we heard from the beginning. That's the first love. That's the first words. His commandments. That's it. It, bro, the Bible is very repetitive and redundant and extremely easy to understand as long as you're applying God's commandments. Bro, it tells you how to read it. It tells you how to understand it. It tells you how to dress. It tells you what to eat. It tells you how to treat your brother. It tells you how to treat your sister. It tells you how to treat your spouse.
It tells you how to get the kingdom of heaven.
It's the book of life.
And it's all in wisdom.
Bro, it's the book of life. There's a reason why it's called the book of life. Right?
That's right.
So now going back to Revelation 2 verse 5 again, it says, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Now give me Proverbs 13 verse 9.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 9. And the light of righteous rejoiceth, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out.
The light of the righteous rejoice. So you coming back, you keeping your first love, right? That's when you find that sense of self, that gratitude and
purpose.
Say it again.
Purpose in life.
That's
the whole duty, the whole reason of living.
That's what it comes down to, your purpose in life. Hold on real quick. Because Kevin also has it up here. Let me see if it plays.
Go ahead.
We didn't hear it, but it played. It was a bomb drop. Bro, it's the purpose. And that's what we have to understand is, if you have no purpose, then why are you living?
That's right.
If this is living... Right. Hmm. If this is living, then you should swallow a bullet a long time ago. Now, I'm not advocating violence or self-destruction. Okay. All right. But if you're okay and you're content with waking up, punching the clock, and keeping the kingdom of your oppressors going, then what are you living for?
Let me add to that. Because I always ask my people out there when I try to. If you mean to tell me your whole purpose in life is to wake up, to work for your oppressor, just to turn around so you can get money that's in your oppressor's, has your oppressor's face on it, just so you can give it right back to them, your oppressors, so that you get food, water, a place to stay, then what is the purpose of living? Just to be oppressed? That's not life. That's slavery.
That's slavery 101. That's why it says that faith is the things hoped for, the substance of things not seen.
That's right. That's right.
Now, trying to choose my words wisely. Now, if that's what life really is, waking up and doing those things, then this life is not worth living.
Yeah.
Whatsoever.
Because I know it's somewhere in Ecclesiastes. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. We're good. So, give me Hebrews 12 and verse 6. Hebrews 12, verse 6. All right. So, now, we just read that the Lord had things against us because we forgot our first love. All right. No, before you read that, give me Sirach 2, verse 15. I'm sorry.
Here we go. This is the book of Sirach, chapter 2, and verse 15.
Brothers in the spirit, you turn right to it.
Right.
They that fear the Lord will not disobey his word, and they that love him will keep his ways.
So they that fear the Lord, because we say it all the time right here, like that's like one of the running things amongst IUIC Arizona, is that the heaviest scripture in the Bible is Psalms 111, verse 10.
That is it.
That, bro, I'm telling you, people have called me before or texted me and said, hey, you got some meat, officer? I don't know if they think because I've been around for a while or if they think because I've received promotions that they put me in a room and say, okay, now that you're this rank, here's this breakdown. That's not how it works.
Mm.
People say, hey, you got some meat for me? First off, any meat that I've obtained has come through watching class.
That's right, yeah.
You know, but the heaviest meat in the Bible, let's get it real quick. Let's just get it. Let's just get it. This is the heaviest scripture in the Bible. All right. If anybody wants some meat and they want to really chew the cud, then chew the cud on this.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 111 and verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
The fear. How many times have we seen just in recent that fear decimates? Mm-hmm. And you see people that have once been enlightened go back to the vomit.
Right.
That's a scary thing, bro.
That's why. And I got a little example I want to bring up eventually. Let's get there.
That's a scary thing to think at one point in time that you were enlightened to the fact that you were a chosen vessel of God, but you can forsake that and start slandering and saying, no, they're a cult or this or that. But again, that's all he said, she said. Those things do nothing but increase my faith. But got to understand that God's in control of everything.
Right.
Of everything. As much as you cannot want to do A, B, and C because you may be seen of men, the scripture says that the eyes of the Lord are 10,000 times brighter than the sun.
Right.
So there's nothing that's done in secret or hidden from God whatsoever. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Read.
A good understanding have all they that do his commandments.
A good understanding have all they that do.
That do
his commandments. That's the good understanding. Not leaning on what you may. You know what? Tonight's class, I actually was going to teach, and I will soon. It was going to be your understanding. Application or retention? Do you know what you know because you have a good memory and you're able to retain scriptures? Or do you know what you know because you apply God's laws?
That's right. All right?
So now we always say that this is true. We always say this is the heaviest scripture because this scripture is so heavy that 2/3 of our people will perish because they don't fully understand nor embrace it.
Because they're not wise enough.
That's what, because they didn't have that first key element. That's why it started with what? The fear of the Lord. At one point in time, I didn't have the fear. One point in time, you didn't have the fear. Well, at one point in time, you didn't have the fear. But faith come here, and hearing come by the word of God.
Yeah, you know what? And it's crazy that you're bringing up the scripture because, like I said, I was speaking to the gentleman that brought me into the truth, right? And he just got out of the military. And like I said, he brought me into the understanding. He was fervent for this truth. He was diehard about it. I mean, diehard. He bought me my first Apocrypha.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was in Chicago. I came to Phoenix. And he slowly started to regress. He continued to – he didn't show forth works worthy towards repentance. I just spoke with him recently prior to the Passover. And he was telling me how he fell back into the world. He was doing the things of the world. I ain't going to sit up there and tell this whole story. But I definitely pulled out this Revelations 2 and 5, how you have to go back into your first works.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go back into your first love. The fact that he's out here doing these things, he truly has no wisdom. And it shows forth in his actions. And this is why I want to bring out this scripture in Luke chapter 14. Well, it's actually the parable of a man that starts a good work and then ends it where he begins to build a building.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go through that if we can. But
bring it up. Bring it up.
Go ahead. Luke 14, start at 26, because this is what the officer wanted.
Bro, real quick, though. I pray to the Lord that I stay steadfast, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right. To walk in the fear of Him, apply to the best of my ability, so I can obtain the kingdom of God. Whether it be part of the elect, right, the 144, mm-hmm. or whether it be a dormant, all right? Because
right.
King David
right.
said that he would rather be a dormant in the kingdom of heaven, right, for one day, all right? Actually. John the Baptist, actually Christ said of mm-hmm. any man born of a woman, there's been none greater than John the Baptist. Mm-hmm. When you listen to that, understand that, listen, really understand that. the Son of God said there was no greater man born of a woman than John the Baptist. Christ was born of a woman. But he said, no, of all men born of woman, there's none greater than John the Baptist. But in the kingdom of heaven, even he that is least shall be greater than John the Baptist. So I'm okay with just making it to the kingdom.
Right.
All right.
Which is regardless of what door I'm walking through, let me
bro,
pull it.
Exactly.
Bro.
Regardless of the late, you get all praises.
Right. Hey, yeah, that's the other running joke. Half of you out there that think you're Jewish, you're really got
it.
You're really got a root. So,
the clock for it.
So, but bro, I've said it numerous times. I pray that I get the kingdom of God. Right. I pray that I continue to walk in this thing in the fear of Him and apply the commandments.
The word to the end.
If something were to happen to where I were to fall off, I would have to move to like Thailand and just know nobody.
Yeah.
To avoid being that laughing stock.
And this is and the craziest part, I swear, like he was I'm gonna bring it out.
Yeah, yeah, no,
go ahead. I'm gonna bring it out because I think it is a fearful thing, and it is very funny when you can see the scriptures manifest through you.
Right.
That is a very scary thing, and you better take heed to warn. Go ahead, read that. Start at 26.
The book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 26. If any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and his wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, even his own life, also he cannot be my disciple.
Let's dissect that one real quick, because at the same time, it says, if any man come after me, let him hate his father, mother, wife, children, brethren, and sisters. Understand, God is not telling you to have hatred for anybody.
Right.
But what he's telling you is that you have to love him first. If your father, mother, brother, sister does not love the Most High God as much as you love him, then they can't be a disciple. They cannot follow.
What it ultimately comes down to is that you have to be willing to lose everything in order to gain you got to be willing to lose anything in order to gain everything.
Okay, that's right.
That's what it comes down to. You got to be willing to lose family, friends, jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Materialistic things, because God's gonna say, you know what? Okay, at one point in time, you thought you were some African American out there living your life however you wanted to do, YOLO, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Which I didn't even proper English, but I won't get into that right now. But he said, okay, at one point in time, you were out there doing your own thing, and now you understand that you are the children of Israel. You've repented as Israel, so now I'm gonna afflict you.
You are the cherry of my eye. You are my wife. You are my loved one. You are my beloved.
Right.
My firstborn.
You understand what it means to come back and remember your first love. So you have to be willing to lose anything for this truth.
Mm.
Anything. I mean, at this point now, because I've been in now for a little over 6 years, I think now at this point now, Muhammad's like, okay, it's not just a phase, you know, because at first it was like, okay, it's going to wear off eventually.
Even my wife today, she thought that it was a phase for me because she came into the truth with me.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, oh, he's just like that right now. He's going through this thing. And then when I actually moved and I pursued Phoenix, Arizona out here, I was in Yuma,
mm-hmm.
and she seen I was going to drive 2.5 hours. She was like, this is right. Okay, let me go with it.
Bro, but that's what it is, though.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
That's that Psalms 11, verse 10. Fear the Lord. All right.
Understand what your purpose is. Go ahead, continue to read.
Verse 27. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
This cross is the trials and tribulations that you will have to endure in order to be rendered or called the children of God. You do not just get to be called the children of God just because I accept Jesus Christ into my life.
That's right.
He loves everyone.
Right.
No, you have to endure to the end. Read on.
For which of you intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost?
You cannot build the kingdom of heaven unless you sit back and really count the cost. That's rock two. You cannot really sit back and say, you know what? Am I really in it to win it? Am I really willing to be the Messiah, to be hated by many? Am I really willing to forsake everybody and be hated amongst everybody so that I can be loved by my Father.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Whether he have sufficient to finish it.
Do you start building a house or start paying on a car that you never planned on? Because a lot of people may not be in a position to sit back and say, you know what, I'm going to buy me a house. How many of you actually sit down and say, you know what, I'm going to buy me this house and not actually sit down and think, you know what, do I have enough to get this house or get this car or get this job or this degree or whatever it may be? Here, we're talking about the kingdom of heaven. Read.
Let's happily after he had laid the foundation and is now able to finish it. All that behold it began to mock him.
It'll be a shame on me if I had came all the way out here to Phoenix, Arizona.
Right.
From Chicago to sit back and forsake my family that I left in Chicago and sit back and tell them, no, you know what? I wasn't able to make it. Now I'm going to go all the way back.
You know what? Pork actually is the new white meat.
Yeah,
you're right.
Exactly.
You know what? You're right. These are women's patents.
You know what? I'm going to say, look, and this is the thing. Because my brother that brought me to the truth, he was sitting up there, and he was, like I said, he went back into the world. He was kicking on some worldly friends. And he looked up, and a dude was sitting up there looking at him like, hey, you remember he was sitting up there telling me he was an Israelite? And, like, he was in smoking. I'm just put that part out. He was out there smoking, and they was in, and he was just sitting back trailer, and they said up there, and he laughed at him, mocked him.
Damn.
Remember you used to do that? And then the fear really hit him. He was like, wow, I am a walking hypocrite.
Mm.
That is a warning. Understand that God is telling you that this is your first work. This is what you're supposed to be doing. You can sit up there and say you're a Christian, but when somebody actually asks you to do what Christ did, are you willing to do it? Go ahead, finish what you're saying.
Less happily after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it. And all that has behold it began to mock him.
That is the thing. That is a scary thing. For you to sit back and be mocked by the same people you was at one point in time trying to convert or bring to the truth.
Right. And especially when you first learn the truth, because you don't know, because you don't have wisdom, right?
No, you
just throw up on anybody, right?
Right.
To this very day, when I see people that I've seen in years, they don't know how to approach me or even speak to me because they think that I'm going to just be real radical with them. And not understanding that, you know what? Okay, for 25, 26, 30, 20, 40 years, whatever the case may be, that you were in darkness, when you realize that, you know what, I've been lied to my whole life,
mm-hmm.
that when you finally become awoken, that it does seem radical because you're finally learning something that gives you purpose,
mm-hmm.
gives you some type of understanding. You're like, you know what, this is what it is. And it changes like that overnight, right?
Yeah, it really does.
Like overnight, it was being at the club, whoremongering, smoking weed,
mm-hmm.
to the next day, yo, I want to read my Bible all day.
That's right.
That's right.
And then for me, it was like, what happened in the war? What happened?
Mm.
What happened over in Iraq that changed you so suddenly? And I'm like, yo, I've been back for 3 years. Like, I'm not going to just flip out overnight now. Like,
and that's the funny part, because like I said, when I came up to the trip, I was in the military doing my little 2 weeks. I was doing 2 weeks worth of training. And then I came, like, I found out why I was in the military by myself. And then I came back and I was wanted to say, hey, look, we're Israelites. What they feeding you in?
right. But that's why it says that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
That's another heavy one.
Bro, that scripture is super heavy because there's, like, thousands of different denominations, even those that say that they're non-denominational,
mm-hmm.
fit into a denomination, right? Because you subscribe to some type of ideology or belief, right? Nobody teaches God's laws. That's the common denominator amongst organized religion, is that nobody pushes God's laws. That's the other thing, all right, that really, really, really got me, right? It was a beard that got you. It was groping a new day that got you. One for me was having a so-called Hispanic, right, adamantly telling me that Christ was black.
Bro.
Because I know how heavy Northern Kingdom, who are the Hispanics and the Americans, hold on to their idols.
Right.
So having someone that was Mexican, like bro, Christ is black, I was like, yo, they're,
you know,
like,
this happened to a brother. I got home from the Sabbath. I don't know. I got home from coming from the congregation. There's a brother in the parking lot. He's just standing out there. I had a flyer. I'm going to give this brother a flyer. I give him a flyer, and he's like, okay, man, I'm going to look at each other. Yeah, bro, Christ is black. Wait, what? I said, hey, look at that flyer. Inside that flyer, look, because we got two flyers. And I'm like, look at that flyer inside. Christ is so-called black man. He's like, oh, that sounds weird. So that's strange. I've never heard it from a Mexican saying that it's black. Like, bro, the Bible says it, so I'm going to say what it is.
Bro,
I'm not going to hide it.
That's,
you know what I mean?
That's one of the things that actually really got me, bro. Like, for real. Like, real heavy. And then the other thing was, in no church in America, South America, Europe, Asia, Australia, bro, you can pick whatever country you want to. You walk into one of these churches where they teach God's laws.
Hmm.
Now, they'll fabricate it and say that they teach, we teach the two great commandments, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't teach God's laws.
Right.
So the scripture says the truth shall set you free, right?
That's right.
Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
That's right.
So I had to sit back and tell myself, out of all these denominations, none of them teach God's laws.
None of them teach the truth.
That was the other thing that really was like, yo, this is the selling point, that this is the truth, because they teach God's laws.
Right.
That's the first love.
Can I get a scripture?
Of course.
Can I get Matthew chapter 5? Verse 14. Exactly. That was me too. Other than groping at noonday, I heard about Christ. I went to the scripture.
However, groping at noonday is a heavy one. I'm not gonna discredit you for that. But
as a blind groping,
I just have never heard it before. No,
we butchered the scriptures, but we know what we're talking about.
Right.
Because that was a heavy one for me. I didn't have an English Bible, right? But in Hispanic homes, there's always a Bible, right? And it's just sitting there, and sometimes it's just laid open there with just any scripture.
That's not just Hispanic homes.
I'll
yeah.
Tell you,
okay.
I'll
yeah.
Tell you like
that's
that,
also in my grandmother's house as well too. And she's Southern.
In my house, we used to have my because nobody opened it.
Yeah.
So okay, in the so-called Black Hispanics in the American house,
there you go.
There's always a Bible there. It's either just collecting dust or open collecting dust. But when I heard about Christ, I went to the scripture. I read it in Spanish. I was like, bro, mira, Cristo Nero. And she's like, bro, stop. Relax. Stop. I've heard it before. What? Like, bro, I was mad. But give me Matthew 5, verse 14. Because guess what? Like I gave that brother a flyer. Officer Cigar told you, right? And this is what we did. Come on.
Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14. Ye are the light of the world.
Uh-huh.
A city that is set on a hill.
A city is made up of people, and we're set on a hill. Come on.
A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
Come on.
Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel.
So this is what I want to get to the point is, we're not going to let that light, which is the law, according to Proverbs 6:23, we're not going to let the understanding that we have of the Bible, we're not going to put it under a bushel. Come on.
Wait, hold on. Before you read on real quick, all right? The whole purpose of a light, when you walk into a room and it's dark, and you turn on a light, that's because you can't what? You can't see nothing.
Right.
So you want to illuminate everything. You want to be able to visualize everything that you see.
Yeah.
All right? That's why he uses the analogy, a candle, you're not going to light it and put it under a bushel. There's no purpose in me walking into a room because I can't find my wallet or car keys, turning on a light, and then throwing a black towel over the lamp, and then finding it in the dark. That makes no sense.
No sense, exactly. So just like Officer Sicard, you know what I mean, did let you know, guess what, Christ is black. I let that brother know, guess what, Christ, the Most High is God. The Most High is black. I'm not going to hide that knowledge, because guess what, our people need that medicine, just like when you started. We're the doctors of this Bible. If they knew Christ looks like them, They knew that they're the real Jews. Guess what? They wouldn't be black on black crime, Hispanic on Hispanic crime, black on Hispanic crime. We know, guess what? Dang, this is not tied in the churches. We are the Israelites.
Hey, if you knew that your God looked like you, you would sit back and treat your brother differently.
And that's exactly why when you read in Maccabees, it was always their custom to change the images, right? It said that the heathen laid open the book of the law.
Right. And now that's why we see.
That's why even today, I'll give you an example. Even today, I actually left my wallet somewhere, right, for a second because I went to go grab something, all right? I answered my phone, okay? And then when I walked away for a second, someone had stole my wallet.
Dang.
All right? Southern Kingdom, right?
Did you find it?
No, I had like $300 in there, and you know I was pissed, obviously. But if that person saw Christ in me, then that never would have happened.
It'll be a little bit more fear.
Right. I mean, but you know, it's just you know, it's one of those things where it is what it is. But are you done with that? Because I want to bring some.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me get Deuteronomy 7 and verse 6. All right. We have 8 minutes and 32 seconds.
Still holding Hebrews.
Which one?
I don't know. You said go to Hebrews 12.
Okay.
12 and 5.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why they can't hear. You know what? They might have to hear when it uploads as a podcast. Then.
Okay. All right. I'll praise
it. Yeah. Because Issachar said he can hear it, right?
Right.
Okay. I'll praise it.
Looks like we're going to have to upgrade our internet in my household. And you know what? Give me Hebrews first, and then we'll get Deuteronomy 7.
Which is 12 and 5.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 5. And ye have forgotten?
Six.
He said,
what's going on? Oh, okay.
Hebrews 12, verse 6.
For whom the Lord loveth. He chastened.
From whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, all right? Meaning corrects, punishes, all right? So the curses are just that. They're curses. They're curses for a reason. We transgress against God. We forgot our first love. But the curses are also a blessing because when you read in verse 46, he says, they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder. So I can come back in these last days, 2,000 years after Christ died, and say, you know what? Those things pertain to my people. That happened to my people. All right? So it says, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, read.
And scourgeth every son whom he received.
Read on.
If ye endure chastening.
If you endure chastening, if you endure that punishment, read on.
God dealeth with you as with
son. Then he deals with you as a son or a daughter of the Most High God, because the Bible is written in a masculine form, okay? He says he deals with you as a son or a daughter, read on.
But, I'm sorry, he deals with you as a son. For what son is he whom the father chastises not?
So what son would you be, or what daughter would you be to God, if he didn't chasten you, if he didn't punish you? He would be a liar. He said, I'm going to go and return to my place until you acknowledge your offense.
What type of father would allow you to sit up there and not only disrespect him, but sit up there and put your own life in harm's way?
Right, exactly.
Of course he's going
to
correct.
Bro, it's so many levels to it. Like, I had someone tell me, one time, they said, I can't serve a God that gets jealous over me. And you know what? Oprah said the same thing, the same ignorant statement. She said, I can't serve a God that's jealous over me. How am I his creation? He's jealous over me. It's very simple. He's the Heavenly Father, right?
Right.
He does everything for us. He heard our cries from Egypt, and he sent forth Moses to show us these wondrous miracles, right? And we saw them and still forsook them.
Right.
Right? He made us his firstborn. He gave us his laws to keep us separate, to be set on high above everybody else. Right?
Right.
How would you feel, all right? And I'll use you as an example because you have Sarah, right? You do everything for Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You wake up. You go to work. You work your ass off. You provide for her. Right? How would you feel if she called you Jehoiakim, but then called the neighbor dad?
That would be very disrespectful.
And that would make you upset, right? You would you would have that just, you know, like, what's going on here, that I'm doing everything that I possibly can to provide, to do the things that I'm supposed to do as a father, but she's still forsaking me and she's cleaving on to somebody else.
Well, I stood up there and told her, no, you can't be outside past dark. And she stood up there and said, well, no, Mr. Smith over here told me that I can't.
Right.
What do you mean? I don't care what he told you to do. This is my, you are my child. You bring, you come home when I tell you to come.
Right, right.
But officer, he made the world for the Israelites' sake.
You know what? And then that's, we definitely don't have enough time to bring that out. But we're going to have to bring that out in a different show. But give me Deuteronomy 7 and verse 6.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7 and verse 6.
Because, again, the title of today's show was Come Back and Remember Your First Love. All right? Come back, repent as Israel, you natives, Latins, and blacks. All right? Repent as the Israelites from your respective tribes, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Ephraim, Simeon, Manasseh, Zebulun, Gad, Reuben, Asher, Naphtali. All right? So on and so forth. Okay? You have to remember who you are and repent from these things. But in remembering your first love, you have to really subscribe to this scripture right here.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7 and verse 6. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God.
You are an holy people unto the Lord thy God. Read on.
The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people.
You natives, Latin, and blacks have been chosen by God to be a special people. Read.
Unto himself.
Unto who?
Unto himself.
God chose you to be special to himself. Read on.
Above.
No. Equal to.
Above.
No, beneath.
Above.
It says above who?
All people that are upon the face of the earth.
So if there's one race, the human race, then how can you be above anybody else? That's letting you know that there's a distinction, there's a difference that God set forth in the very beginning.
That's right.
He said, out of all nations, even though I created 18, I'm going to make one special to myself. And I'm going to set you above all people. Read on.
The Lord thy God, the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people.
Read.
For ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you.
But because the Lord loved you. Because the Lord loved you, natives, Latins, and blacks. Read on.
And because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage.
So that's what it comes down to, is actually subscribing and believing that. Because when I first came to the truth, as great as I love hearing that Christ was black, that God's black, that I'm in the Bible, that I see slave ships, it was still hard for me to really fully believe. And it took about a year until I actually believed that scripture. It took about a year until I can say, you know what? I can see that now. But again, faith come by hearing, and hearing come by the word of God. So we got about a minute and 30 seconds left. Next week's show, all right, I pray that those that are tuning in are able to tune in next week as well. It's going to be a good one, mm-hmm. All right? It's going to be entitled Multiple Wives.
Ooh.
Lust are lawful.
Mm.
Multiple wives. Lust are lawful. That's been heavy in Israel, all right? People don't understand the spiritual aspect of marriage. So that's what it comes down to. But we got about 50 seconds left, right? You guys got any little last statements?
Yes.
Other than scriptures, because I still got closing.
I got the closing scripture.
Okay. What you got?
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king.
Oh, that is the. Hold on. All right.
I remember.
Read it again, bro. Okay. Read it again.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king.
Fear God, honor the King. All praise the Most High in Christ, okay? This episode uploads as a podcast, okay? Share. We all have an obligation to spread this gospel, okay?
Again,
you can follow us on blogtalkradio.com/IUIC Phoenix, all right? We'll be here every single Wednesday night, 8 p.m. And with that, we say shalom.
Shalom, Israel.